I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the fifth episode of the 3&D Signs in Sports interview series episode, Rilo, the Rilo episode. We're here with your boy, Rilo, of the Realest Underground Entertainment. What's up, Rilo? Let everybody in the 3&D Nation know what's up.
What's good, everybody? You know, same old stuff with me. It's your boy, Rilo of True. I'm here with my cuzzo, partner in crime, D.I.G., and I'm just here to show some love and, you know, do what we do best on these microphones, and that's put our voices on them, you know what I'm saying?
Word. Guys, today we got a short little interview episode, little 5 minutes, little something. We got Rilo here on the mic. Rilo, tell everybody, the first question I want to ask you is, what made you want to do music?
A lot of things made me want to do music. One of the main things was at the time I started doing music, which was in 2012, I wasn't a fan of the direction music was going, rap music in particular. So I thought, what better way to, instead of hearing what was on the radio, I thought, why not just hear what I want to make, what I want to listen to is what I'm trying to say. So that's one of the main reasons. And of course, you know, another reason was I was always a fan, huge fan. Rap music has been real impactful in my life. It's been there for me, music in general, but rap music I've always been a fan of. So yeah, for me it was just great fun, great adventure to do this stuff, something I've always loved. And I don't know, at the time I started doing it, I've always been into rap music, but at the time I started doing it, I got even more into it, so it just made sense to start creating it, you know.
So that being said, quick segue into my next question being the Realest Underground Entertainment. Everybody knows the name. Everybody knows the hashtag True. Everybody sees it. They know what we do. Talk a little bit about the Realest Underground Entertainment. Tell me about the members in the group, and just give us a little story about, like, you know, how it started, or, you know, a little bit about it.
So it started with just me and my brother, Merc, a.k.a. Hector.
And shout out, Merc.
Yeah, so we started just, like I said, I started making music. I was living with him at the time. So, you know, he would hear me in my room making music or whatever it was. So he started to, like, hey, bro, I used to, you know, freestyle. Which I knew, we had homies back in the day. I was in, like, fifth grade. And we had some homies that we still talk to, we still know to this day. And he had, like, the whole setup. Back then, we would record everything. All his mixes and any freestyles they did were recorded on cassette. So back then, Hector used to pull up. We were friends with, you know, I had a homie. Hector had a homie. They were brothers. So just so happened, you know, to be that way. So he'd go sometimes and, you know, they would record freestyles on my homie's setup. And I remember those days. So when it came, you know, fast forward 6 years later and I was doing this stuff, and he's like, yeah, you sure remember when I used to freestyle, whatever, you know, he's like, I still freestyle, I still do that, so we just started doing it together, and time passes, and we wanted to do something with True. That's, you know, what we wanted to do originally. I think our first idea for the acronym was True Real Underground Entertainment, but then my sister brought it to our attention, was like, oh, you know what, you know, True and Real, obviously kind of similar words, so why don't y'all change it to the Realest Underground Entertainment? And we're like, yeah, that's solid, that's dope. So we went with that, and from there we just kept doing what we're doing for a little while. We're freestyle with homies, everyone would, anybody would come through, chill with us, blaze with us, we would bust the mic out and freestyle. I mean, anybody, you know, these people weren't part of True, but they were always coming through to freestyle and stuff like that. So in that process, you know, people started to, like, you know, ask, oh, you rap or whatever, whatever. And in time, you know, that's when, you know, the Cuzzo reached out to me, Darren, D-I-G. This was 4 years later, 2016, right? It was 2016?
2015.
2015 reaches out. He's in Wisconsin. 2016 comes back. And that's when we just kind of started pushing it forward. Because originally True was just me and Merc. And that was it. It was just me. Yeah, just me, Merc. And
then, shout out, Merc.
And then, yeah, shout out to the Brizzo, Merc, Merculation. Merc is for short, just so everyone knows. But, yeah, so we started doing that. You know, D.I.G. hits me up, Young Diggy at the time. And we just started going forward. He links up with Chach, who I've already known. You know, a lot of people know who Chach is. Shout out to Chach.
Chach with the heat.
And that was also 2016, and that was it. I can't really remember when we asked Chach to say, hey, you know, be part of our group, but I'm more than sure it was the year of 2016. I just don't remember.
Was it 2017?
It might have been 2017.
We weren't in it for a year. Because
I'm laying obviously everything out, and we scooped up Tone 2017. Chach came before that, and I remember because by the time we got to Tone, he was, you know, already interested in getting beats off of Chach.
That's true.
So that was, and I don't know. I know.
Yeah, Chach was shortly.
Yeah.
After the first.
Yeah. So Chach. After me. It was basically me and Merc, and then once Darren came in, Chach came in, and we stayed like that for a while, for years, and then JB came in 2 years, 3 years ago, 2019.
Right before. Yeah.
So 2019 and. Because Josh was rolling with Crazy 8, you know, shout out to Jonah.
Shout out.
Stuff like that. So he just, you know, eventually, you know, stuff slowed down. He's like, hey, you know, I want to rock with y'all. And we still took a little time on that just because we were so tight-knit with the people we had at the time. So it was like, yeah, you know, Josh has always been good. JB's always had great music. It was just, you know, we're like, yeah, you know, give it some time. And as soon as he started creating, you know, greater chemistry with everyone, then it was like, all right, you know, come on in. And then that's pretty much it. That sums up, you know, the start and what the team has. So, but not really what the team has, but who the team has. And yeah, so that hope that answers the question.
Definitely answered my question. But that being said, going off of that answer that you just gave me, you talked about that it took a little bit for JB to get in. You talked about the chemistry of the team. What I want to know is what is it that the realest underground entertainment is built off of? You know, like, tell me a little bit about the, you know, about the moral fabric of what y'all got going on.
I don't want to make it sound like, oh, you know, it's something superior to anything else, or it has this extreme exclusiveness. How would you even say that?
Exclusivity. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess I wouldn't want to make it sound like it has, you know, any kind of exclusiveness to it. And because that's not really the case. But it's more so like, yeah, like you have to, you know, doing this stuff. And like I said in the beginning, I've been a huge fan of this, and it's something that we've been working on for years. So you can't just let anybody in the door. You have to, in a way, meet a certain criteria. And if you ask, like, okay, well, what's that criteria? And it's just more like, I don't care if people fuck with you. I don't care if you have fans. That's not what it's about. But it's just more like, how serious do you take this rapping stuff? How serious do you take this music? How much work are you going to put into your craft? Do you already think you're the shit? Because if you do, I don't want you on my team. Because, like, everybody on my team are people that are willing to grow, and they never, never, ever stop wanting to grow. And those are the same kind of people I keep in my circle, whether they're on my team or not. And I don't have a very big circle because there's not very many people that are like that. There are many people who do feel that they don't have to grow, and what they do or what they're doing is already, you know, that top tier. And which is okay. Like I don't care about people. I don't mind confidence. That's I love it. That you gotta have it. You know, like Tone G always says, if you don't feel like you're the best fucking rapper, then why are you rapping for? Which I get that, because this is so competitive, and you have to feel like you're the best. You got to want to be the best, but you can't think that you're the best. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to want to be it, but you can't to your peers be like, oh, I'm the best, because that's not how it works. Like, I feel like when people that have that mindset, they think they're better than everyone. They just don't grow. They stay in that same spot. They stay there thinking that they were already good, so they didn't grow. And I feel like those are the kind of people I don't want. And that's what this is really built off of. It's a bunch of guys working towards a common goal, and they're all, in a sense, the same when it comes to, you know, bettering the craft and working on this craft. And like I said, we fuck with everybody, man. Like, I, you know, everybody that supports us, everybody that shows love, like, that's, I love it. If you want to, you know, put a hashtag true in your post and you want to represent, like, I respect that. And, you know, we all appreciate it. We all respect it. But like I said, not everybody who's rapping on the microphone can just jump in on our team and say, hey, you know, I'm part of True now. And, you know, that's just not how it works. Because there's plenty of people who have asked and who have, you know, put in work and all that stuff. And it's not so much we just say, nah, or, you know, we just, exactly what I'm telling you guys right now on this interview is what I tell those same people. Like, hey, you know, sometimes people just aren't ready. So you got to let them know, like, you're just not ready, you know, and you just got to do better things and make better tracks and work better at your craft. And then comes building the chemistry, or if you do it along the way. But it's more than just the music, you know, like you gotta be a solid person at the end of the day. I don't want wishy-washy people in my, you know, in our group. It's not something I want. And personally, it's not me who ultimately makes the decisions, because we make the decisions as a team regardless. So you can have cool chemistry with me. You can have cool chemistry with Merc. You can have cool chemistry with Darren. But you don't have cool chemistry with all of us, then, you know, chances are it's not going to work, because we move as a unit, and that's just how we do everything, you know, like, and that's more, you know, more or less the morality of it is, you know, you got to have your morals in play, you know, in a way, you know, and your morals of this rap shit, because if you don't have those straight, you don't have your morals straight of this rap, or, you know, and I mean morals in the sense of going back to not thinking you're the best, and not, you know, just having that sense of your sense of ego in a way, because this
having
this,
it in check.
Yes, because this rap shit will bring out, even if you think you're not an egotistic person, you will turn into one if you feel that you're better than people at this rap stuff. Because I've seen it, you know, I've seen chill people be so competitive that their competitive nature comes out so much that they, you know, can't help but be a rude person or whatever it may be, like, just so competitive that it comes off rude. Not that they're rude, but yeah, it's a competitive sport, you know, at the end of the day, like anything else.
So in your answer, you mentioned how you've been approached by multiple artists to get into True, or have asked or inquired about getting into True, without putting anybody on blast, without saying any names, without getting too crazy into detail or anything like that. Can you give us, like, some examples of, like, some things that you noticed in an artist that just, you know what I mean? It was somebody that you had to decline the offer, or, you know, or however you handled
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, okay, like, I've had somebody straight out ask to be in, and I've had somebody say, like, in a way, like, how could they say? Like, they say, theoretically, they're like, oh, you know, they asked in a way, like, would you put me in? And I was like, no. You know, I wouldn't. And then when they asked why, you know, I gave them those same reasons I said, you know, for one, your music isn't ready, to which they replied, oh, well, I feel like I'm better than so-and-so on your team, or I feel like I couldn't do this better than you, or whatever. See, and that right there gave me another reason to tell them why I wouldn't put them in my team. Because I go back to saying, I don't want nobody who's going to feel like they're better than everyone on their team. Because that's not how we move. Now, like I said, it's okay to feel like you're the best. It's okay to want to be the best. I'm cool with that. I rock with that. But you're not going to, you know, straight up say, oh, I do this better than you, or I'm doing this better than you. Like, that's not the kind of shit that I rock with. So, yeah, that was one thing. One artist, you know, another artist, you know, has asked before, and it was just more so that, the you know, musically they weren't ready. And that's where I go back to that. You know, musically, you gotta, we take a lot of people on, well, everyone in my team takes it seriously. I mean, all the way down to my producer, you know, like our producer, like he's a fucking, you know, everybody takes it seriously, no matter what. And it, that's what I mean, like, with this other person, it was just more so, but if the craft gets better, chemistry stays, you know, we're all cool with, you know, a lot of people. And so yeah, I mean, that's basically what it is, you know. Chemistry will be there for people, but the music won't. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's both. Sometimes people are lacking both. Sometimes they don't got the chemistry or the music, or sometimes they got the music, don't got the chemistry. And that's why I say it matters a lot, you know, because you don't want, I've seen, even growing up, I saw people, even, you know, locally, they let a lot of people join their music group. Oh yeah, you know, be a part of, rock with us. And then it creates tension because some guys don't like each other, or some of these guys didn't even like each other, whatever. You don't want that. You know, that's not stuff you want in, because it's just going to, you know, it's like anything else. It spreads. It's like a virus. You know, you don't want that cancer, and, you know, you just don't want that. So that's why from the beginning, even the answering the question, the people that had asked, one I remember specifically, like I said, he just already had the mentality that he was already better, or he could do things better, and he was good. When, you know, not to say anything, but in my opinion, he wasn't. And even in the opinion of others, he wasn't. He wasn't what he thought he was at. And like I said, those kind of people, they manage to stay very stagnant. They stay just there. They don't grow because they think they're at the top of what they're doing, or, you know, they think they're good at what they're doing. I'm not saying they're bad. It's just they're not as good as they think they are.
Good answer. My next question, the thing that I'm wondering, or not wondering, that was a bad way of phrasing it, but the thing that a lot of people know about is the name A2J. Everybody knows he's one of the up-and-coming, you know, music makers locally in Falfurrias. Shout out A2J, shout out Villain Vision Music. So my question is, everybody sees A2J showing love. Everybody sees him, you know, putting on for you guys. Talk a little bit about A2J and, like, just give a quick little, just talk about, because we know A2J works very close with True, the Realest Underground Entertainment. And congratulations, by the way, a lot has been accomplished under the Realest Underground Entertainment brand.
Yes, sir.
So talk a little bit about A2J's progression as an artist.
Well, see, I mean, A2J, he's the homie. He basically, shout out, he came around a couple years ago, and came around like a year and a half or two ago, and just, you know, same situation, wanted to rap, whatever. He wanted to be a part of the team too, but he's somebody I told he wasn't ready, and he was just like, perfect, you know, that's cool, I understand. He understood, no hard feelings, went and, you know, started his own thing, and that's what he does. And yeah, I mean, he fucks with us heavy, we fuck with him tough. It's just, as far as his progression, like, he was one person, like I said, he asked to get in, and I was like, no, you know, not straight out no. I always gonna tell somebody the reason, and like I said, I'm not anybody to just decline anybody. But, you know, I told him, like, this is stuff, I mean, we're 2022. I started in 2012, you know, this idea was pretty much created by 2013. So pretty much almost 10 years we've been doing this, so it's not easy to just let anybody in. That's not something we want to do. So his progression as an artist has come greatly, and I still feel he has, you know, more work to do, more work to get done, more stuff to polish. But like I said, I feel like everybody on my team is like that. I feel like I still have a lot of work to do on what I'm doing. I feel like Darren has a lot of work to do. I mean, Tone has a lot of work to do. Merc has a lot of work to do. JB has a lot of work to do. We all have, we're not there yet. We're not going to be there until we're there, you know. And same with, like, that's why I tell AJ, like, it's with A2J, he'll put in the work. He can put in the work. He can take the criticism. He can take your construction and apply it. He's a prime example of somebody who's going to take what you tell him and apply it, not just as far as the music goes. Because, I mean, I play video games with the guy and it doesn't work the same. But when it comes to the music, you can tell him, hey, do this, do that. And he'll be like, okay, I got you. Or I hear what you're saying. And then he'll figure it out. But, you know, like I said, I mean, even if even if it comes to the time where, I mean, his music is so on par, on point, whatever it may be, like I said, chemistry still comes into play. And like I said, you know, we all fuck with him. He's a good person. You know, everybody's cool with H2J. But, you know, what if it takes him 5-10 years to get where, you know, we want him to be? I'm not saying that's the case, but we still have to ride off of, like, how are things now or whatever. Like, it's always going to take place. It's always going to matter what's going on at the time as well. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody could be going through different things. Everybody could, you know, fall out. Shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. But, you know, God forbid that. And, you know, at the same time, it would still take time and thought, because I feel like with the amount of people we already have in our team, to add another artist, it would have to be the exact right thing to do. If that's how I feel about it.
And guys, understand that everything that's being said here, we talk to A2J on a daily basis. So it's not like shots are being fired. It's not like A2J doesn't know the things that we're talking about. Everything that's being said here, we talk about on a daily basis. We're in very close contact. So I agree. We both watched A2J come a long way in his music. We both were there from the beginning watching, you know, and shout out to him. Shout out to what he's building as well. You know, VVM, Villain Vision Music. Everybody loves A2J.
If I could say too, like, if I'm being honest, like, shit, Villain Vision Music, for one, has a good ring to it. I feel like what he created himself, it's solid. Like, don't be wrong, it's him for now, and you know, maybe next time he's on this show or whatever, he can speak on stuff that he's gone through with his little label or his little group. He's already gone through things, and he can, he's another example of why I can't just let anybody in, and he can tell you why. I'm not going to speak on it, but A2J can elaborate, and you know, maybe y'all can hear it from him. But he can vouch for, okay, yeah, you know, it's not always just, hey, this guy's making music, you know, he should roll with me. That's not how it always works, because, you know, like I said, there's a lot of everybody has a different personality, everybody has a different outlook on things, everybody approaches a lot of things differently. People can have, you know, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 similarities, but that one or two things different, you know, can make or break something. So that's why I really feel like, I'm not saying, you know, we all got to be 10 out of 10, you know, aligned with each other. That's not what I mean. But as long as, you know, my 2 out of 10 and, you know, Tone's 1 out of 10 and Chacha's 1 out of 10 don't collide or clash, and it don't really matter. And that's how I look at it. And, you know, everything has to have a dynamic to it. But like, you know, like D.I.G. said, we've already talked. We talked to A2J. I talk to that dude every day. I play video games with him practically every day. I mean, he's at my crib every couple of days. I mean, you know, this is not something he hasn't heard, and it's not something he doesn't understand. So realistically, it's also too, for, you know, anybody who was wondering, to understand, you know, like this dynamic we have and things of that nature, because it's a lot more complex than what it looks like from the outside, you know, in my opinion.
That being said, speaking of what it looks like from the outside, we don't often take time to look back or even sit and look at the things that we create or appreciate it. Sometimes we're moving so fast that we don't get a chance to just slow down and, you know, appreciate where we've come and appreciate what we've done. So I'm going to give you this platform right now. I know you're not one to boast. You're not one to brag, or you're the same way. If anything, I might be more willing to brag than you are. So I'm going to give you the platform. That way you could just talk about some of the things that you've been impressed with under the True brand, or that you have created that made you think like, whoa, like, you know, we're actually kind of, you know, trying to do this, you know? If there is.
See, like, for me, like you said, I don't ever, I just try to be as modest. I don't even try. I just, naturally, I'm a modest person. But if there is one thing that I do, what I would consider a highlight would probably be our music video, our Leave music video. I think that was a
classic.
That one, the story behind that.
3.3K on YouTube.
Yeah.
Go check that out.
The story behind that was, it was really just, it all happened fast. It was just, I initially made that beat for a contest. And it was, it's not really a crazy beat. It's contest wise, it's a weak beat. Track wise, it's fucking, you know, 10 out of 10. But so anyways, I make the beat and I'm like, man, you know what? It had like a, you know, that little hook on it. And I was like, this, these verses will sound perfect with Darren and Tone on them. So, excuse me. I hit up my boys. I was like, yo, I made this beat. It has these two verses. Let's hop on it. Let's record it. Let's try to shoot a music video and put it out. So I think within like the span of a month, it all happened. It was just beat was created, verses were recorded, video was shot and then edited. So I'd say maybe a month and a half, but within about a month, it was all done and out. And then, you know, just that's why I was real proud of the project, because it was just quick work. We did it. We had the plan, we executed, and it was out there. So for me, I feel like that was probably one of the main things I'm proud of, but there's many, I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, this, like I said, this team has been in the works for a while. So there's a lot of like just personal things, really, like just really things that of the inner workings of my team that I'm proud of, to be honest, just the everyday grind that, like, we're still out here. I mean, it's like I said, it's 2022. We're still, it's already the middle of the year. We're still out here. We're right here. We're out on these mics right now.
Consistent.
So what, that's probably one thing that I can say that, I mean, I'm proud of, like I said. And that's one, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but that's another reason why I just won't let anybody in, because this is shit we've worked hard for, and this is something that we can do effortlessly. Is just, I can call anybody, any single person on my team and say, hey, let's do this, and we're gonna do it no matter what it is. We could fucking say, hey, we're gonna shoot a short film, and the dudes are gonna be down. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. No matter what, everybody on my team's a hustler, and we're gonna try something at least once and see the outcome of it regardless. And if it fucking, you know, if it's a great outcome, we're gonna do it again. You know, I mean, that's how, I don't know. There's a lot of things, like I said, personal things that I'm proud of, just off of just knowing what my team is capable of and stuff like that. So it's really more like personal achievements and just stuff like that that I would say is that I'm just things I'm grateful for, to be honest. But they are achievements because, you know, this is stuff we worked for. Like I said, this is not stuff we were doing in 2016. We were doing it, but not at the scale or level we're doing it. And, you know, like I said, on the outside looking in, there's not stuff, many things y'all can see. But as far as like what we talk about, what we do, what we're capable of, you know, those are things I'm extremely, extremely proud of. And I mean, we'll continue to be, I'm sure, for years to come, because I feel like we're just getting started. So
sticking on the topic of you know, being grateful for the opportunity to even do this. So first of all, I want to say, because I usually try to start these things off by saying, you know, I want to thank God for even the opportunity to even, you know what I mean? I don't know how anybody out there feels or whatever, but I usually try to do that before every show.
Shout out.
My question to you, staying on that topic, is things that you're grateful for, but let me twist it a little bit. Do you have a track that you've made or that you've written that you just think, like, this is my favorite one, or this, if I want to hear some of my own music, what is it that you will press play from your own catalog?
Oh, see, for me, I'm not going to lie, man. I go back and listen to a lot of my songs, and I hate most of them. Like, I don't hate them. It's just there's a lot of things I catch that I could have done better, or, like, I'll just listen to songs and be like, man, it's not really, I don't know. I feel like, if there's maybe one, man, that's a tough one, because I would say, okay, one that's always been a personal favorite of mine would be Player One, because that was the first song that I made the beat, mixed and mastered the track, made the cover, wrote the lyrics, you know, the whole thing for that one. So, and then I distributed it on all platforms. So I think Player One for me has always had like a personal little, like, you know, just because of the achievement that I got for, you know. So I feel like that's like my personal achievement would be for that track. And I mean, honestly, it didn't do crazy, but it did well, like on Spotify, iTunes. Yeah, so people like, I appreciate it. So that one would probably be one specific one that I in particular that I think is like a personal favorite as far as like the totality of it.
So is there a favorite song that you, because you mentioned you master, you do cover arts, You make your own beats. You make videos. Other than Leave, because we already talked about it, other than Player One, is there a favorite track, or is there a track that you've had, talk about some of the tracks that you've had fun mastering from other artists.
Man, I mean, a lot of people have brought crazy sounds and stuff to the studio, and or have sent me crazy stuff. Honestly, I had a lot of fun working with Jaham, aka Jaime.
Shout out,
Jaime Vasquez. That's his last name.
Yeah,
yeah. He don't really. If it's not the dude that works at H&B, you know who I'm talking about. If you hear this, you know what's up. Or if one of your homies here, they better let you know.
I'm gonna have to plug that right there. His I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, he honestly, the reason why I enjoyed working with that kid is because he would come to the studio. He would, you know, sing his heart out, whatever, lay out a bunch of layers and stuff. And, you know, sometimes even his homies would be like, oh, shit, you know, tripping out because, you know, the way he was approaching it. But he knew what the sound he was trying to achieve, and he knew how it was going to sound once I mixed it. So he was a lot of fun to work with because I really enjoy mixing vocals like his and the layers. And I try to push people into doing that more nowadays because it creates a more full and nicer sound. But yeah, so yeah, he was definitely one person I enjoyed working on his music a lot, mixing, mastering his music a lot, for sure. I mean, I wish he'd come back to the booth, but you know,
Jaham, come back. He come back.
I tried telling him a few times. Hey, man, whatever. I don't care if you're making country music now, whatever it is, rock music, whatever you
bring
want,
just
come and record it because I mean, I can get you right. But yeah, I mean, his music, you know, JB always comes with like some vocal stuff too. I really enjoy mixing stuff that's gonna like people singing, people that have layers. That's the stuff I enjoy mixing because it turns into a real dope sound at the end. And see, like I can't even do that for my own tracks because I don't do stuff like that. So I really enjoy mixing shit other people's tracks sometimes more than my own, a lot of times more than my own.
So speaking of vocals, speaking of JB, one of my personal favorites from JB is Sly Cooper. Talk a little bit about the process of mastering that, because that's a classic. I think that one's very I don't know the exact number of the plays, but I feel like that's underrated. I feel like it didn't get the play that it deserved or should have, or yeah, maybe it did. I don't know.
I but feel talk like about that I feel like JB should have shot a video to it. One, I feel like if he would have, because that a lot of people did like that song. I mean, it has okay numbers. It is underrated. It's a great song. But yeah, the process of that one. So Josh comes in, he lays down the first verse. Excuse me. It's the hook in the verse, and then I get it pretty much mixed. I send it to him, and he jams it. I already had liked it when I was mixing it. I was like, oh yeah, this song's good. Like, it's gonna be a good song. So he was all like, bro. He comes back, I think, a couple days later, and he's like, I don't know if I should do a second verse, or if I should just, you know, close it out like that, bro. Or if I do a second verse, I don't know how, you know, what should I do? How should I approach it? And I was like, if you do a second verse, you got to do it the same way you did the first verse. Just, of course, you know, change the words, you know, like that's how I heard it. If you're going to just, it has to be that same flow, different lyrics. So that's what he did. I think he went, he's like, yeah, that's perfect. He went, wrote it, came back, recorded it, and, you know, came out perfect. Like, if you were to hear the second verse and the first verse, you wouldn't be able to tell that he recorded it two separate sessions. You just wouldn't be able to tell. So yeah, that was the process of that one. Yeah, that one did come out, that one came out well. And just for everybody to know also, I like to engineer when people come. Don't get me wrong, if you come to the booth and you request to have auto tune on while you're recording, I can set you up like that. But most of the people that come record, usually, even like if they're artists on my team, I have them record without auto-tune, and then I apply it post-production. So that way they're not making their voice sound like the auto-tune, you know, like they're not manipulating their voice. They're using it the right way. And then, you know, I apply the auto-tune. So that's what I do. I'm saying that because I do that with JB a lot. So he'll come sing raw, dry, and then I apply the auto-tune, you know, whenever I'm mixing it. And, that I'm saying that 'cause Sly Cooper was recorded that way. It was recorded just him singing the verses, singing the hook, and then I apply the auto-tune and stuff post-production. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I enjoy the mix and mastering and the engineering. If I could do that full-time, trust me, I would.
So, where do you, my question being, shout out JB, shout out Sly Cooper, shout out to you for the mix and mastering on that track, because it was, I think that's a classic. I think a lot of people are going to go back. That might be one of the ones that end up blowing up, you know, in the near or later future. I mean, who knows? But my question for you is, where do you see this going? And when I say that, I don't mean like, do you plan on being Drake? Do you plan on like, you know, I don't mean nothing like that. I just mean, what is your plan for, or what is it that, where is the point that you could get to that would make you feel like, this is, I'm doing what I love. I'm doing more than enough to make you feel fulfilled. Where, what is that point?
That would be for me when not just I'm comfortable, but like I said, all the dudes that I'm working towards this common goal are comfortable. Because at the same time, you know, if we're all putting in this work, you know, together, I'm not going to, if say I get there off of engineering or rapping, whatever it is, then, and everybody is still where we were, you know, before I made it anywhere, then that wouldn't be comfortability for me. So for me, I guess it would be, you know, I mean, once I feel like, okay, I'm somewhere, because I feel like, man, I hope that I'm still like this, but I feel like I won't ever be content. Maybe not. I feel like I just, even when I have a bunch of shit or, you know, money and my team is comfortable, you still have to, like, if you want to maintain that, you still have to keep doing what you've been doing.
Stay relevant.
Yeah. So, and you know, like, relevance is we will do a lot for you, but if I couldn't get it to the point where I'm still comfortable and we're all good without being relevant, then
that's perfect.
Yeah, you know, like on chameleonaire status.
Yeah,
but that's true. Yeah, no, for me, I mean, you know, just to put it out, you know, I guess blatantly would just be financially stable and just financially stable off doing what I love to do now. And that's everybody's dream. You know, it sounds ordinary, but, you know, at the same time, it's not, because of the way that we're doing it, people just don't do it like that anymore. Like the way that we, you know, truly vibe off each other, and we have to just have that, we're a team no matter what, you know, like, people just aren't really like that anymore. Like, it's just, it was, I feel like a lot of successful groups, especially hip hop, 2000s and the 90s, they had their team, you know what I'm saying? It was a team of people, and they rocked with each other, you know, in the studio, in the big meetings, in the suits. Like, they were, it was like that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like that anymore. Like, everybody kind of looks for that one person and they feed off that person. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not what I want. So for me, I feel like working, it's not ordinary, because we're not doing this in the ordinary way. Because doing what we're doing now is not ordinary anymore. You know what I'm saying? The way we're doing it. Because I feel like, you know, not to go around in a circle, but I feel like just us being a group and wanting to make it as a group independently, if that makes sense, then, you know, that's just not, it's just not being done. Like, don't be wrong, independent groups, they're still, yes, people are still doing it, people are still getting it done. It's just different. Like, I feel like I said, a lot of people kind of they star chase, you know, like, and that's really where it gets at. There's that one star, and everybody kind of feeds off them, you know. Like, it's not, when do you, like, you don't hear, I can't even explain it. Like, there's, yeah, you know, you still hear people's labels, but you don't ever hear, like, that team, you know. Like, back then you had, like Hot Boys, Cash Money, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Young Money, like, yeah. That stuff was being pushed in your ears, like, by a label. Like, Young Money was one of the last people that had that, we're a whole team, we're a group, and we're in your face, but we're independent artists and we're good. You know, like, that's what I want. And the people ain't doing it like that anymore. So that's whenever if I get to that point where I feel that it's similar to that, then maybe I'll feel like, okay, cool, we made it somewhere.
So when you speak about music, you speak with a lot of knowledge. Tell us about some of your inspirations in music, and tell us about some of the reasons that like who are the ones that got you into music, to wanting to make music.
All right, so wanting to make music, that would probably have to be, man, I'm trying to think of, like, the mindset. To be honest, like, I mean, everybody knows I was a huge Camille Nair fan, but the thing is, like, Camille Nair played a big part of it, but it was really just the scene he was involved in, ultimately, that made me want to do it. Because, like, the way that those dudes in Houston, you know, that's our culture, you know, coming from Texas. And I feel like the way that they would just create music and put it out. Like, they would grab a beat, freestyle the motherfucker, and shit, even if they fell off, it was still recorded and they would put that bitch out. So, because that's initially how I started making music in 2012 was, I mean, these whack freestyles. But I was just grabbing a beat, freestyling off the top. And literally the first track I ever put out was called Freestyle Off the Dome. And that's
find
really
that on SoundCloud.
Yeah, actually, you can't because I locked it. But it's there. Never mind. It just ain't presentable. Never mind. Yeah, because maybe one day after I made it for sure, I'll let everybody hear it.
Yeah.
But not. I mean, whoever got
doubt
to hear it,
I doubt it.
Yeah. Shout out to whoever heard it back then when I dropped it in 2012. Yeah, if you got to hear it,
yeah. There
shout
you
out
go.
To you. But that's it was ass. Like it was definitely not good. But
you had some good ones though.
Yeah.
I remember when you started making school. When you started making music, I was still in school. I was still in high school. Yeah. So a lot of my friends obviously knew you were family to me. Would come up, hey, did you hear your cousin? And you had some good ones back then. Can you name? Do you remember what they were? The ones that like people would tell you, hey, this was one.
Yeah. So I know that a few people like this. I had did like a Hands on the Wheel one. Hands on the Wheel beat. People liked that one. That was like one of my first written ones, if I'm not mistaken. And it was okay, but it was definitely garbled to where I'm at now. And then I had like it was like that. What was it? Smoking or what was it? Drinking problem, smoking problem.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Smoking
I did
problem.
A freestyle to that one, and it was a few people liked that one. But they, like I said, it's so I think about these and they make me cringe because
a lot of my friends liked that one.
Yeah, and they were just songs that. Like I said, I was starting. I was freestyling. I was using a laptop mic. I mean, you would hear the birds chirping through my windows on that microphone. That's how shitty it was. But, yeah, that one. Then I had a track called Chemist, right? And that one.
That was the one.
That was one that I started to take more time on. I think Chemist came out at the end of 2014. So this is 2 years in. And, yeah, with Chemist. I mean, even Chach, he told me he loved that song, and that's crazy because I listen to it now. And I'm like, man, so what? So whack. But yeah, that had Chemist, and I had another track called what was it called? it's a freestyle. It was also another freestyle. It came out around the work. It was that's what it's called. Oh, work okay. Freestyle. So I think those like particular songs I had were like the beginning, and then I started to put out more serious songs. Like started to take more time on my verses. Pretty much Down to Ride, which is the first track I did with D.I.G., Young Diggy. First track we did together.
Legendary. And
pretty much from that track forward was more me getting a lot more technical. And now I feel like I get as technical as I can sometimes because I just hear it a certain way. So if the rhyme schemes are off, it bothers the shit out of me.
You talked about the magnitude, or not the magnitude, but maybe the scale of what we're doing and how we're doing it. How would you have liked to have been somebody from your hometown watching you for the last 9 years go from something like you say makes you cringe, like your first songs, to where you are now, and not only music wise but brand wise, platform wise, you know, everything that has been created under the Realest Underground Entertainment. Would you have liked to have been somebody from your hometown to have watched that happen?
Yeah, because I kind of did get to see that, being in this same town. You know, and shout out to all those guys, Southern Familia, Reno Biz.
Shout out.
Even, you know, Tone G, he's on our team today. And when I was growing up, I was paying a lot. You know, now that I think about it, you asking the question, and I think about this even whenever I make music, but I just ignore it. But what I'm getting to is I didn't even think about them growing as artists. I was just fucking stoked that the dudes are from my town and had music out. So, like, I would come across a Burn CD or one of their CDs that had their music, and I fucking loved it. So, watching it, it's awesome. Like, I would definitely have loved to see somebody doing what I'm doing. And, you know, like I said, people were doing it. And I wouldn't say, you know, like, how can I say it? Like, I can't say they weren't doing it how we're doing it, because they were. You know, they had their studios, they had their microphones, they had all, and, you know, shit. I wish that a lot of them were still doing it, you know, or, you know, I know there are still some that do it, you know, but I'm not aware of it, you know, and it's nothing to anybody. It's just, I'm so focused on what we do that half the time, if you're not reaching out to me, I don't even know you exist. But just like people don't know I exist, it's the same thing.
There's a lot to do. I mean, in that way, that there's just so much to do. That being said, www.dayonevibes.com. Talk about the website. It recently burst onto the scene, but it's been something that has been established. Talk about how it was created. Talk about where it's at now, and just tell us a little bit about www.dayonevibes.com.
Okay, so with Day One Vibes, this goes all the way back to 2017, I think was. Yeah, 2017, 2017, me and Chach, Mario Chavera.
Chach with the heat.
We sat down. Okay, so this is how it started. I was already kind of gathering content, you know. We had went to, Chach used to be in like a band, and I used to go chill with them. Shout out to Old Soul, I think was the name of
Shout out.
Old Soul, yeah. Shout out to them. There we know they would just do a bunch of covers and just, you know, killer music. It was super cool, a lot of fun. And they had went to a, what are those things called? The Relay for Life. Relay so it was a Relay Life. For Life, and they performed there. Had got footage. I would have footage of them, you know, rehearsing and, you know, all the stuff. So we were kind of creating content, and we had stuff to put out, and we had more ideas. So we thought, let's make a website. So me and Chach, we sit down, we're at my house, and we just start creating this website. And we did a good amount of the creation. We created a good amount. It was pretty much ready to go. We created it for the sole fact that we wanted to be an outlet for anybody and anything local. Like, whether you're fucking making t-shirts, you're painting paintings, you're fucking cutting hair, whatever it is, we wanted to give people an outlet and to have somewhere where your name is mentioned other than Facebook, or, you know, so we wanted to have like that website appeal. Like, you're put on the website and somebody can read an article on you and your business, or somebody can if you're willing, you know, you can get that interview and somebody can see you, you know, on video. And that's what we wanted to do initially. So we created everything, you know, the website got created. We had put content on there, but we kind of just put it on the back burner, left it there, really, because we didn't have the money to just like buy the domain. We didn't want to just put it out there as wix.com/, you know, Day One Vibes, because it just wouldn't have felt as trash, official as we wanted it to. So
shout out Wix, though.
Yeah, shout out to Wix. Wix. So fast forward, you know, 2021. Website gets brought up again. Darren's like, he's really, you know, excited about it. I can't even remember if he saw it from 2017 to 2020, but I just remember that when it got brought back into conversation, he was ready to take off with it. So he was like, "Should I pay for it? You know, let's put in the work and whatever, whatever." So he ended up just, Darren, shout out to Darren. He got the website just going and just started just putting in work. We're gonna, I mean, there's a lot to do, but I feel like, you know, Darren grabbed the reins of it and just, you know, really pushed it forward. So Yeah, I mean, you know, for everyone listening, day1vibes.com, you know, reach out to us, reach out to Darren, reach out to me, reach out to anybody on our team, and we can talk about, you know, getting you on there, yeet, possibly even putting your products for sale.
Yeet.
Because that's stuff we have coming. So, yep. Yeah, with day1vibes.com, it's really just, it was one of those just a project, you know, not only for our team, but for everybody else and for all the people that rock with our team, and to give people just a chance to, you know, like I said, feel like, you know, a little important, you know, kind of maybe have your own article, maybe have whatever, make your products for sale. And it helps out for the people, especially the people who kind of don't have a voice, like, or they're kind of scared to voice their stuff. They can just have a larger platform do it for them. So, yeah, that's what Day One Vibes is about. And, you know, just those vibes, you know, those vibes you get from a day one, you know,
from the day ones. Shout out Day One Vibes. Shout out the Realest Underground Entertainment. Shout out Rylo. I've kept you here for a while, bro. I appreciate your time. We got to go get busy here in a little bit again. As he said, we're always moving. We're always doing things. There's always something in the work. There's a lot loading. July 4th, bad decisions, good intentions. You guys stay tuned. I'm not even going to get into what everything that Rylo and everybody else has going on. So if he wants to talk about it, he can talk about it. But Rye, I appreciate you for coming on. At the end of every interview, I like to give the platform to the person, the interviewee. So however long you want to take, whatever you want to plug, the platform, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast platform is now yours. Go ahead and have fun with it.
Okay, so... first things first, you know, shout out to the team, True Records, T-R-U-E Records. You know what I'm saying? That's Tone G, that's Chach with the Heat, that's Merculation, that's D-I-G, that's J-B, and it's your boy, Rylo. So, yeah, shout out to that. That's what I want to say first and foremost. You know, for everybody, there's a lot of people who ask, where can I find your music? Where can I find your music? And there is still music on SoundCloud. You can go to SoundCloud. You can search up. You know, you can search the music there. You can search Ryan Lopez or Rylo on SoundCloud. But I would prefer you go to YouTube just because it has a lot more recent music. So if you're looking for older music, go ahead and go to SoundCloud. Newer music and visuals will be on YouTube. Just search True Records. You can search True Records Rylo, True Records D-I-G, True Records Tone G, True Records J-B, whatever it may be. Just add a name to find us quicker. And yeah, I mean, that's really all I care to plug. Just check out our music and pay attention to the grind. We got a lot of stuff coming. You know, right now we're June. So, you know, be on the lookout for this month and next month. We're going to be trying to push out a lot of music. We got a lot of tracks. We even got some breakout tracks from a person on our team. So y'all be on the lookout for that. And
breaking.
Yeah, so y'all be on the lookout for that. We got a lot of good stuff coming, and even better stuff to come. So
yes sir. So before I do let you go,
shout out to 3&D Podcast, huh? Signs and Sports, you know what I'm saying?
before I do, I appreciate you. Before I do let you go, I just want to give you a chance. I don't know if you want to plug your prices, your packaging for cover arts, for videos, for graphics, cover gamer tags, gaming logos, everything that you do. Go ahead and let everybody know.
Oh yeah, see man, I forget about stuff like that. But yeah,
I got you.
Y'all
got
hit
you.
Me up. I can do pretty much mostly anything. You know, I can't. I'm not a professional. You know, I can't say that. You know, I'm professional at anything, but yeah, I definitely got the hours put in for a lot of things. So if you need some logos, photo editing, you need your music mix and mastered, you need some emoticons for Twitch, you need some banners for Twitch,
hell yeah.
You need some cover photos for your Facebook business, you need cover photos for your YouTube page, you need a new profile picture, whatever it may be, hit me up. You got some unedited photos that have been sitting in your computer for 20 years and need some edits on them. Email them to me. We'll figure it out. As far as pricing goes, not everything varies. Some stuff has a fixed price, you know, like mixing and mastering or whatever, stuff like that. You pull up to the studio, you can anywhere from $30 to $40, depending what you're trying to do. I don't charge for hourly time. I do charge per track. All I ask is please have your track ready to record, unless you're willing to pay for studio time. If you want to pay per hour, by all means, you can come sit in the damn studio and write your track for 10 hours, as long as you're going to pay for all 10 of those hours. Now, yeah. if you want to come and get your track recorded, mixed and mastered, you already have it ready to go, that's going to be a flat rate. You're not going to worry about having to pay per hour. So that's why I say prices kind of vary, kind of don't. It just depends what you're looking for. Same with the photos, same with the logo, same with anything. You know, it just depends exactly what you're looking for. So if you know you want a logo and it's just two letters, well, you know, chances are you're not going to pay more than $10-$20. But if you want something that's going to, you know, whole design, and you want, you know, the shading, and it has multiple 10-20 layers, then you know you're probably going to pay $20 for sure and over. So it just depends, you know. But I work with you, we can work something out. I don't break nobody's pockets. I'm never trying to break your bank account. I'm always willing to work with you. Help me help you, help us.
Thank you again. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. We are going to be off to the next project here in a little bit. Guys, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the newest, most exciting interview episode series on Rumble. Follow us on Rumble at Design I Gifted, the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. It's not just your podcast. It's America's podcast and the people's platform. We will catch you guys on the next one.
Peace.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Lowe. Get at your boy Rye Lowe at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rye Lowe 361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.
The Realest Underground Entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the Realest Underground Entertainment, Rye Lowe, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest, most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble, the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, brand new to Rumble, 1 year in, and we have already made major strides. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the people's platform, America's podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Design I Gifted, all lowercase, no spaces, Designed I Gifted on Rumble for the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. The one home of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast is rumble.com, and exclusively on www.dayonevibes.com you can find every episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. Just 1 week after its drop date, you can find the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast by following Designed I Gifted, all lowercase letters, no capitals, on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the newest, most exciting sports entertainment platform on Rumble. Not just your podcast, America's platform and America's podcast. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, Delivery and More is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats. He's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the realest underground entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.